This is an artist spotlight segment, and our spotlight this time is on a women's trio from Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania called New Journey. Who's in this group?
I'm Michelle Tantlinger, and of course, my sister Melissa Tressler is in the group, and Kelly Moore, and we started singing together as New Journey in 2013. We had been friends since we were young people. Younger. And we started singing together. We got together and thought we would like to try something different, something new, because we had all sang. I sang with my family. Kelly sang soloist. My sister and I sang with our family. And we started in 2013.
And they've been going ever since. More about New Journey right after a song from their latest CD, their remake of a classic, Jesus Is Alive and Well.
Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. See, you're telling for me, Jesus is alive and well. He's seated with the Heavenly Father, interceding for you and me. Tell everyone you see, you're telling for me, Jesus is alive and well.
Now go tell your kings and your presidents, amen, the coming of the Lord is nigh. They better get their house in order, 'cause he's gonna split the eastern sky.
Jesus is alive and well. That's New Journey from their CD called He Still Speaks. You might remember one of this trio's members, Kelly Moore, from her days singing with another group, Lord Song.
It was great. It was a great opportunity, and I loved our sound. Not in any way saying bragging, but the style that we sang. You know, I grew up in Southern Gospel too, so I got to meet these people that I had admired for so long, and everybody was so kind and encouraging to us. It was a great time. I loved it.
But Kelly says the group's name today, New Journey, really is appropriate for them.
When I came back from Lord Song, I kind of took a little break from singing, and Michelle and Missy had kind of retired from their family group to take a break as well. And it was amazing. God really started working in each of our hearts at the same time that we were getting ready. We wanted to start singing again. Michelle and Missy were actually talking about it, and I texted them, hey, let's get together and sing. At the very moment they were talking about it, we believe that was truly that God put us together. Mm-hmm. And we chose the name New Journey because this was absolutely a new journey for all of us. You know, she sang with her family. I sang living in a different situation, and he brought us together for this new adventure and new opportunity. So we just chose the name New Journey.
And it fits. Kelly says she especially enjoys one of the songs they're singing these days, their remake of another classic called He Will Carry You.
It's such a simple message. You know, it basically says no matter what you're going through, there's no mountain too big, there's no valley too deep, there's no struggle or hurt that's too overwhelming for God to pick up and carry for us. And the chorus says, you know, if he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders as he went to the cross, how much more he cares for us and can carry our burdens and our struggles as well. And we should trust him with that.
Here's that song from New Journey, He Will Carry You.
There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. No sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you.
He Will Carry You. That's New Journey. Before the song, Kelly told you how appropriate their New Journey name is. But Michelle says there's even more significance to it.
Anyone who's in our concerts that come to know the Lord for the first time, that's actually a new journey for them. When you start walking with the Lord, aside from what you used to do, different than what you used to do, it is all brand new, and it is a new journey when you accept the Lord as your Savior, to start walking on that new journey with the Lord.
Yes, indeed. New Journey's current radio song is one called Let My Words Speak of You. Kelly recalls where they found the song.
I remembered Marty Funderburk, so I reached out to him and asked him if he could send us any songs. And he sent us some really great songs. And as soon as we heard this one, we loved it. We fell in love with it right away. It felt like our style. And it's original, which is one of the reasons why we chose to release it.
But Michelle says the big reason they chose to release it was because it has a lot to say to each of us.
The words of the song is really how we all should live every day. Every word that comes out of our mouths speaks volumes to people. You don't realize it. People are watching you and people are listening to everything you say. And so we try, as Christians, we should all strive to have every word speak of Jesus and speak of God and speak of peace and love.
Here's that song from New Journey. Let My Words Speak of You.
By your words the world was created. By your word my soul was redeemed. All authority given is written and living. Lord, let it now flow through me.
Let My Words Speak of You. That's New Journey from their current CD called He Still Speaks. Kelly Moore says she and the others in New Journey feel very blessed.
We are just so blessed for the opportunity that God gives us and continues to open doors for us. And we just want to be faithful to that leading and to be faithful to follow when He gives us those opportunities to share our love of the Lord through song.
Kelly Moore of New Journey. And we've been visiting with them on this Artist Spotlight segment. More info can be found on our current info page, thegospelgreats.com/info. Just ahead, the current number one song as the Gospel Greats program continues.